relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
My guest was shivering when he was listening to that intro, which was made by my engineer, Leroy. And that's the effect it has. If it doesn't have that effect on you, check your pulse. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And I want to share with you the news of a very important film, Unplanned. It's just been released. It was released when I arrived in Anaheim last week for the NRB. It's the true story of one woman's journey towards the truth. Abby Johnson was passionate about a woman's right to choose. She rose in the ranks at the world's largest abortion provider until the day she saw something that changed everything. What she saw changed her mind. What she saw changed her heart. And they tried to silence her. But nothing could hold Abby back from exposing the truth. Unplanned. It's in theaters now. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. It is rated R, so under 17s are not admitted without a parent. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Unplanned, the movie in theaters now. It is our weekly segment with Boris Epstein, my former colleague from the White House. He is the chief political commentator with the Sinclair Media Group. You can follow him on Twitter, Boris EP, and he has his daily briefing that you should subscribe to. It is Breakfast with Boris. Welcome back, Boris.
Seb, it's a good week. It's a good
it just keeps on going, doesn't it?
As they say.
You were in the White House yesterday, correct?
I was.
All right, we'll talk about that in a second. I can't wait to hear your stories from inside the White House yesterday. But first, our favorite topic, Ilhan Omar. Boris is our specialist on Ilhan Omar and Rashida
Tlaib.
I'm getting there.
So first, you said you were going to play that every time you need it. Rashida Tlaib.
You have a good memory.
Hopefully only for another year and a half.
That we need it. So this is from the Daily Caller. This is breaking out of New York City. A Jewish councilman in New York City called Kalman Yeager was removed from his committee. He tweeted out, "Palestine does not exist. There, I said it. Also, Congressman Omar is an anti-Semite. Said that too. Thanks for following me." Yeager's comment led to him being removed from his committee by the city council's leadership. That's fact point number one. Number two, let's go to an amazing... I mean, he always does this. He's great, Sean and Tucker. But Tucker's monologue last night on Ilhan Omar and what it says about immigration, particularly, cut four.
Here's what Omar recently told Vogue Arabia in an interview. She described living in the United States as, quote, an everyday assault. America is so racist and hateful, she says, that she feels, quote, threatened, demonized, and vilified every day. So pause and think about that for a second. Ilhan Omar's country collapsed as a child. She lived for years in Kenya in that refugee camp. She may have died there without outside help, but help came from where? From here, America. And this country didn't just welcome Ilhan Omar to America. We paid to relocate her family and many others from a foreign continent purely for the sake of being good people, for altruism. So how does she repay her adopted country, the one that may literally have saved her life? She attacks it as hateful and racist. And for that, she is applauded by the Democratic Party because they view this country as hateful and racist, too. The more Ilhan Omar's America has, they believe, the better. But is that what's best for America? Here's another suggestion we should think about. Maybe our immigration system should prioritize people who actually like this country and are grateful to be here. Why wouldn't we do that?
I'm an immigrant to America, so are you, Boris
Epstein.
Do you feel that you live in a racist country and that you are under daily assault and being vilified?
I feel like I'm under assault sometimes often as a Jewish American from people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Linda Sarsour, who they associate with, who's a friend of Louis Farrakhan, the hateful Louis Farrakhan. Having said that, I believe that America is the best country in the world. It is a beacon of all that is good in the world. We came here when I was 11 as Jewish refugees running away from, yes, Russia.
Real refugees.
Correct.
Not economic migrants, correct?
We were refugees because of our ethnicity, but also my father is an applied math PhD.
That helps.
So it helps, but also here's what it also does. We were part of the brain drain, so-called, from the former Soviet Union. My father then has worked in several companies. First worked with a company that did work with Princeton University, and then he went to what was Bell Labs, then Alcatel-Lucent, Nokia. He helped design 4G that is so nice for us on our phones.
Wow.
Long-term evolution for Verizon. So, we have contributed to the society. This was part of the Lautenberg Amendment. Lautenberg, a Democrat. Mm-hmm. Democrats used to be people with common sense, who wanted
and understood immigration and what America stood for.
Correct. And merit-based immigration.
Yes.
Immigration that is going to benefit those coming over and those who are here. Ilhan Omar's comments are disgusting. They're despicable. And they're borderline treasonous. Borderline treasonous. If she does not like this country, if she doesn't like it here, then please, I'll buy her a ticket. I will buy her a ticket. And you know what? I'll give her a bonus if she wants to leave and go anywhere she wants. If Ilhan Omar, I'm saying this right now, if Ilhan Omar is willing to leave this country, if she doesn't like it here, I'll pay her way out of my pocket.
You heard it here. And it doesn't even have to be back to Somalia, right?
Anywhere, Canada, anywhere she wants to go. If she hates it here so much, if she hates beautiful, wonderful, free America, she can leave. She's free to leave. But
Last
thing, good luck trying to immigrate somewhere else.
Right.
Because you know what? The immigration laws almost everywhere else around the world are much more stringent
tougher
than they are here.
This is the woman who at the weekend tweeted out that she's proud to wear a hijab because it is a sign of liberation. Liberation, Boris.
I believe that within reason people can wear whatever they want.
No, I know. Right?
Within,
liberation?
Whatever they
that's
want.
That's not how it works in Somalia, which is where she came from.
And let me tell you this. I don't know who's being liberated under Hamas.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how Palestinians.
Al-Shabaab?
I don't want to know, but I can't even imagine what it's like to be homosexual in those areas, what it's like to be a woman, what it's like to be anything but a religious zealot when you're controlled by Al-Shabaab, by remnants of Al-Qaeda, by remnants, now thanks to Donald Trump, remnants of ISIS,
right.
Hamas, Hezbollah, etc. So I don't want to know what it's like to be anything but their accepted selves. So I don't, here's what I'll say about Ilhan Omar. There is a chance that she's just, something's off, something's happening. I truly believe, I disagree with Nancy Pelosi and, folks in Congress, Clyburn, Cummings, who sort of give her a pass. She knows what she's saying, but she just seems to honestly, truly not like it here. And if she doesn't like it here, then why is she serving the United States Congress? How do the Jewish constituents of that Minneapolis area, and there's a lot of them, I married one of them.
Oh wow!
Yeah, my wife's parents are in that district.
In her district.
And they're lifelong Democrats.
Wow!
But let me tell you, even them.
Thanksgiving must be interesting.
Interesting is one word is one way to put it.
What do they think of her?
I'm not going to speak for them, but here's what I'll tell you. The expectation is that she'll get primaried and hopefully will no longer be there. That's a blue as it comes district.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, that was Keith Ellison's district, too. So they're not having a real good run there in terms of folks who are not anti-Semitic.
Right.
I don't know what's going on, but that's a huge problem. And, you know, they could talk about issues around the world all they want, but we have to look inside this country. And what has it come to that we have elected members of Congress who say disgusting anti-Semitic and anti-American things? And the only answer in this country, the beauty of this country, the only answer is to not elect them again.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important what you just said, not just anti-Semitic, but anti-American things. You are listening to Boris Epstein, my former colleague from the White House, senior political commentator for the Sinclair Group. Follow him, Boris EP, and his daily newsletter, Breakfast with Boris. We'll be back to talk about his trip to the White House yesterday here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. Follow us at iTunes, the podcast app, America First.
This is definitely not CNN.
Violent crime is a sad reality today. Are you prepared to do what it takes to protect you and your family? If you are, you need to train with Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility. Through my personal relationship with its founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I have arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, believe it, it's true. Go to frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to get $2,000 worth of four-day defensive handgun training absolutely free of charge. No hidden catches. Enter frontsight.com/GORKA. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with more skills than 99% of the gun-owning public, guaranteed. But you must act fast before all the free courses are gone. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/GORKA. That's G-O-R-K-A. See you at Frontsight.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Are there some physical activities that you no longer partake in because they're too painful, such as playing golf or easily walking downstairs, hiking, or even sleeping peacefully through the night? Relief Factor wants to get you out of pain. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of listeners by reducing and at times even eliminating their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, mine included. Over a month ago, I started taking Relief Factor, and within weeks, it had resolved a lower back pain issue for me, which is now gone. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team behind Relief Factor and the 3-week quick starter pack that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from folks all over the country who are getting their lives back with Relief Factor. Over 70% of those who try it, continuous customers. Why not be the next Relief Factor success story? Go now to ReliefFactor.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Snowflakes got you down. Had enough of Nancy and Chuck? Well, the doctor is in the house. Coming at you live, America First, with Dr. G.
Sean Connery.
Thank you, Mr. Connery. Yes, we are back with America First. Our guest is very impressed by the intros that we get. And by the way, Boris's friend Mike in Philly, we're glad you're listening. You've got good taste, Mike. You've got some friends with good taste, Boris.
He's a good man, Mike Gigliotti.
We are here with Boris Epstein, my former colleague from the White House. He is the chief political commentator for the Sinclair Group. Follow him, Boris EP on Twitter, and his daily brief is Breakfast with Boris. You were back in the White House yesterday. You didn't tell me. You're going.
I was. It was an honor to be there. I was there for the Prison Reform Summit.
Okay.
And then they had the celebration of the First Step Act. And what was great about the celebration, Seb, is that usually celebrations are when the bill gets signed. So it's a bill signing. This one, since the act was signed by the president in December, celebrated actual achievements. So over 500 people have been freed, nonviolent offenders.
You met one. There was a photograph of you with one of them. I took
pictures with several folks, and it was great. And I'm not sure which got posted, but it was, you know, it was a great event. It was, and the president then celebrated the First Step Act, and he had several of these folks on stage, and he had them talk about their stories. And some of these folks who were away for over 20 years for a relatively minor drug offense, they said, we did the crime, but then the amount of time was out of step. And then one of them came up to the mic in the White House, in the East Room, with the President of the United States next to him, and said, 2 months ago I was in prison, now I'm in the White House, make America great again.
Are you serious?
It was amazing. And the whole room stood up. It was awesome.
We need video of
it. It was awesome. It was, it was pooled, so you can get the video.
So how was the atmosphere? Just describe it.
It was uplifting. It was inspirational. It was positive. It was fun. It was emotional at moments. You had Alice Johnson, the woman the president pardoned last year, talking about how great God is and how great the president is and how great, you know, all those. And she even thanked the media. And then there was a light moment between her and the president about thanking the media and thanking the press because they've given this a lot of coverage. This is an issue, criminal justice reform, that the Democrats have been behind on for years, that the Republicans haven't done anything on either, and now this president has. It's truly bipartisan. It's truly, in a way, apolitical, because this is helping folks who have not been members of society, they're locked away, become members of society. It's creating jobs. You know, in this country right now, we have more job openings than people to fill them. So some of the folks like Matt Charles was there, and Mr. Charles is, you know, now out there in society, and he's working and he's contributing. And then there was a woman who's now working at Walmart, another gentleman who's now an electrician and has a job at a lumber company. So it was just so great to be there, and it was great to be up close. The president actually came by, shook my hand after, you know, on his way out. So always an honor to be in the same room with him. Jared was there, Jared Kushner, senior advisor to the president. This does not happen without him. He got it all through, all through Congress, and I'll have a segment on Sinclair coming out this week just about how great the event was, but more importantly, how great the First Step Act has been, and now the Second Step, which is the president announced that he's going to push legislation which will work to lower unemployment among former inmates to single digits. So another undertaking by this president to help Americans who are in need.
Now, you say you're going to do a segment on your visit yesterday. Tell us. We'll repost it. We're going to put that video that you mentioned about the man who was just released saying, make America great again. We're going to find that and put up at sebgorka.com. I just have to ask the question, Boris. You work for Sinclair. You're covering it. You're going to have a segment coming out. Who else in the media is going to talk about this, that the president is doing this for former prisoners?
So it was a blip. I think some CNN may have had it online. but it's not getting a lot of coverage. And, you know, Van Jones has been great through this. Van Jones has been part of the team that pushed this through. You know, he's talking about it. He's giving it coverage, and good for him. But overall, they'd rather be talking about Jerry Nadler and the nonsense subpoenas.
Well, you know, Van Jones got hammered.
Oh, yeah.
Because a month ago at CPAC, he went up on stage as former czar to President Obama and said the Republicans have finally picked up this issue of prison reform, and it's theirs now because That's the right. Democrats have dropped the ball. And then for 4 days, he was hammered by the left because he said what? The truth.
Well, you know what he said yesterday? He goes, well, you know, inmates don't have Twitter accounts. And he said he's never talked to an inmate who was in for a long time for a nonviolent crime who says, I'm in for a long time. I want to come home. I want to go to my loved ones. But don't work with Republicans to do it. Nobody says that. Yeah. And that's smart.
Right.
And again, Van Jones, you know, the late Senator Lautenberg, God rest his soul, are the kind of Democrats or were the kind of Democrats that don't exist. Where are they? But where are they? Right. Where, now we have Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Ilhan Omar, and now Rashida Tlaib. Where are the Democrats who have common sense? What is happening? And then we haven't even talked about the dumpster fire that is the Democratic 2020 presidential field.
We don't have time for that. We've got 3 minutes left, and I have to ask you a question, okay? We had Ari Fleischer on the show yesterday.
I love Ari.
And I asked him the question, and he's a fellow Hungarian-American, and his response to my question really shocked me because I said, Ari, the media is broken. Is it ever going to fix itself? And he said, no, Sebastian. Do you agree with Ari Fleischer?
I don't think the media will fix itself if they haven't fixed themselves after getting 2016 so wrong. Now, and I'll say this, this is the media as a whole, right? Most of the media, many in the media, not all in the media, but many in the media who are dead set against the president, dead set against Republicans, were dead set against George W. Bush, too.
Yes.
And Ari knows everything about that, having been press secretary. They are now going to fix themselves. They got 2016 totally wrong. Now they got the Mueller report totally wrong. And there's no mea culpa. Some, you know, you have Matt Taibbi write an interesting piece.
Yeah, but Matt Taibbi isn't a front man on any evening show in America. He writes for what? Rolling Stone.
I think, and actually the publication that he wrote for wasn't
the Rolling Stone.
Wasn't it? Was just a blog, I think.
Yes, it was a blog.
Support Matt. They couldn't even, the Rolling Stone probably didn't want to take it. Yeah, I mean, you look at Carl Bernstein, who's sort of the god of the journalists, talking about how great they did in covering this. It's embarrassing.
And Tapper, we've played the audio yesterday, saying, we made no mistakes. Yeah. Boris, are they in the real world?
No, they're not in the real world. They're in a tiny little cocoon that is Washington, D.C., the swamp, smaller than 5 by 5 miles, and that's what they live in. And they go to the fancy parties. And I like to party as much as the next guy, but, you know, they go to the fancy, boring parties.
You're not hanging out with Jake Tapper, are you, Boris?
I am not.
Boris?
I like Jake, but personally, I think he gets everything wrong or almost everything wrong. But, you know, they're just in their little world, and they don't understand. They don't understand where the country is. And I don't think the media is going to fix itself. But we live in a capitalist country. And the fact that the media is getting less and less trusted is going to turn into the media being less and less listened to. I mean, look at what's happening with the ratings with MSNBC and CNN.
Right.
So at some point, a lot of these folks.
Market forces.
And I don't wish this on anybody. But if they continue to lie to the American people or mislead the American people, either on purpose or not, they're not going to have jobs. And that's going to. So the good old Adam Smith. Capitalism, the market.
The invisible hand, Sinclair, Fox, they'll be in good places. America First, Salem, we'll be doing well. You've been listening to Boris Epstein, my former colleague in the White House. He is the chief political commentator for the Sinclair Group. Follow him, Boris EP, on Twitter. You can also get his daily brief, Breakfast with Boris, whilst you're also following us, sebgorka.com. Salem Radio Network broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios just outside that 5 by 5 square mile swamp that Boris has just been discussing with us. Great to have you. We enjoy it every week. Your calls next, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I was listening to that, please. Do you mind? I was inhaling. Ah, this guy, Leroy, thinks he runs the show as the engineer or something. I love that song. Okay, let's do some work. Dear friends, can you please help me? I think I've stepped through the looking glass. I'm in some Alice in Wonderland insanity. This is from The Hill, Chris Mills Rodrigo. This is a poll from Harvard, the Institute of Politics. The group they polled are 18 to 29-year-olds. Okay, so the youth. Who can vote? 31% of them would vote for Bernie Sanders, which is more, only 20% would vote for Joe Biden. And shockingly, I'm not a fan of Mr. Bieder, but only 10% would vote for Francis Beto O'Rourke. What is going on? 30% of people in their 20s would vote for an old geezer who doesn't know how to comb his hair? Please, somebody put me out of my misery and explain that insanity to me. In the meantime, David on line one has been waiting a very, very long time. Thank you for your patience. We had to do those great interviews with Boris. David, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Doctor. I think that the United States could take a cue from Hungary's Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, on two fronts. Number one, with regard to migration and immigration, he put the military on the frontier with Hungary and Serbia to prevent the massive infiltration of Middle Easterners flowing into his country and threatening to change the population. And number two, with regard to addressing the birth rate, the low birth rate in Hungary, many European countries could actually emulate Hungary by encouraging their own citizens, their traditional populations, giving them financial incentives to have more children.
What do you mean by traditional populations? You kind of snuck that in there. What do you mean?
All right. Well, with regard to Hungary, Hungary would not be the Hungarian nation without people of Hungarian descent.
Yeah, but the relief you're talking about doesn't apply to people of any ethnic grouping. If you're Jewish, if you're ethnic Hungarian, if you're ethnic Slovene, if you're a Hungarian citizen, you get those measures. So let's be careful. Let's not use inflammatory adjectives. But yes, so a couple of comments. Number one, not sure about the deployment of the military. What I do know, they deployed the police and they built not a wall, but they built a fence. As soon as they had tens of thousands of these migrants coming up from the south, many of whom were actually coming from Central Asia, they intercepted people from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Bangladesh. The Prime Minister of Hungary, Orban, built a fence, much, much to the annoyance of the overlords in Brussels. So, yes. And secondly, your second point you raised, very interesting. I actually spoke last week at a conference organized by the Hungarian embassy here on Capitol Hill on family policy. They are doing a great job of encouraging the residents of Hungary, the citizens of that nation, to have more than the reproductive minimum of 2.1 children per household. One of the measures, really interesting, David, I don't know if you're familiar with this one. If you have four children in Hungary as a mother, you never pay tax again in your life. Did you know that?
Yes.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes, I think we should implement the same thing here.
Yeah, it's
and other European countries to address the low birth rates. You know, because, again, this argument that they need to bring in millions of people with radically different backgrounds, radically different cultures, that have no respect for institutions in the West, such as this resentful piece of trash, Omar, I think that it's illustrative of the fact that, you know, people of European descent in their own countries need to take recognition that there's a certain character and there's a certain culture that needs to be preserved within their own nations, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Otherwise, what is that nation? Thank you, Dave, for calling. I love his use. I love the word illustrative. Very well done, David. Very well done. You are listening to Sebastian Gorka. The board is full, but David's going to drop off in a second. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. More of your calls on anything, Bernie. All of them, Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Uncle Joe Biden. But before we get to your calls, dear friends, Relief Factor, it works. It's drug-free. It's completely natural. Three-week quick starter pack costs just costs $19.95. Within 2 weeks, it worked for me. completely resolved my lower back pain issue. Tens of thousands, literally, tens of thousands of listeners to the Salem Radio programs are getting daily relief from their aches and pains and also increased energy from Relief Factor. That's why Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and this show host all endorse it personally with their own names. Go to relieffactor.com. Check the testimonials from across the country of people who are getting their independence back from the daily aches and pains they suffered from. What have you got to lose? $19.95. I could not recommend it more strongly. Go now to relieffactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls here on America First.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. President Trump's new tax law cut your taxes by $5 trillion. Now you can reduce your taxes to zero. The best-selling guide, The Trump Tax Cut by Eva Rosenberg, shows you how, with tax deductions, loopholes, and money-saving secrets. One loophole gives a 20% cut in your tax rate. Newsmax says get The Trump Tax Cut in bookstores or see the free offer and save almost $25. Go online now to TrumpTaxCut.com. That's TrumpTaxCut.com or call 800-NEWSMAX.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business.
Few moments bring you joy like going to the mailbox after you've done your taxes, pulling it open, reaching in, discarding the junk mail, and then pulling out that item you've been waiting so... What? Someone already filed for my return? It sounds like a horror story, but it's a reality. Cybercriminals can use your personal information to get a tax refund in your name or even commit other forms of ID theft. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton. LifeLock's dedicated identity restoration specialists will work to fix your identity issues. And we've added more protection with Norton Security to help block thieves from stealing information on your devices. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but join today and get 10% off your first year and then enjoy peace of mind all year long. Head to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 10% off your first year. LifeLock with Norton.
It's not a joke. You can't deny it anymore. They've completely gone radical. Just look at who they've elected into office. Whether it's Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, whether it's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the radicals have taken over. They want to change everything. They want to keep our borders open, attack Medicare, even the free enterprise system with their Green New Deal, and even legalize infanticide. What is the AARP doing about any of this? Nothing. Their silence condemns them. Their silence is deafening. That's why I encourage you instead to join an organization that stands for American values and will fight for you. It's AMAC. AMAC is on the right side. They're on your side. Go to Gorka for amac.com or call now, 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824 or go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. 1.7 million Americans can't be wrong. Join the good guys. The stakes for our nation have never been higher. Portions of America First are brought to you proudly in part by AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. The call board is full. I'm going to do this with a tad of trepidation because I've heard this conspiracy theory many, many times before. I want to know whether it's a joke or not. So let's go to Barrett, line four, our friendly InfoWars fan. Welcome back.
Dr. Gorka, no, it's proven science. I was just trying to find my notes, and I can't find it, but I linked it to you in the email. Harvard put out a study a couple of years ago.
Why don't you tell everybody what you're talking about, because they don't know what I've read.
Fluoride in our water is causing brain damage. It's lowering our children's IQ. It's mixing up with our prescription drugs. It's causing all kinds of mix-ups in surgeries. It's messing everything up, and nobody's diagnosing it. In fact, no one's even given it a name. So I want to name it. You heard it first on America First. I want to give it a name. It's called TBS, Toxic Brain Syndrome. And it's the reason that so few people have heard about it, heard about the fact that it's confirmed, is because there is a effort to keep us from knowing about it. In fact, there's still public service announcements coming out about brush your teeth with, give your teeth, your children's teeth fluoride because it lowers your children's IQ. You said the other day, Dr. Gorka, you said that the system wants to dumb us down with marijuana. Okay? And it's the deep state. I was very relieved to hear you say that because I knew I could follow up with this. This is no longer
Barrett, this is how conspiracy theories begin and get perpetuated. I never said anything of the sort. I never said the deep state wants to dumb us down with marijuana. I didn't say
on
that.
The 29th.
I said the left is committed to the drug culture.
Yes,
Barrett, you got to stop now. I'm going to drop the call, okay? Pay attention.
I'm sorry.
I'm talking about ideological commitment versus crazy conspiratorial ideas that bureaucrats are sitting in a cave somewhere with a joystick planning everything. Barrett, I suggest to you, you've got to chill out, brother. It's all garbage. Okay. Barrett, just thank you for calling, but we cannot perpetuate conspiracy theories because they kill your brain. It's not the fluoride, Barrett, that's doing it. It's the conspiracy theories. Trust me, please do yourself a favor. Switch, put a block on InfoWars. Go outside, take a long walk in the sunshine and read a book. Do yourself, your loved ones, and your families a favor. There's that phrase, from the sublime to the ridiculous. I'm going to flip it now. We're going to go from the ridiculous to the sublime. Line five, John, Roanoke, Virginia. Welcome to America First. John, are you there? John. Okay, keep you on the line because I can hear something, but I don't know if he's paying attention. Hopefully we'll get John to pick up his phone again. Let's go to line three, Jeff. Cleveland, Ohio.
His money. What are we going to do with such a good
Jeff.
Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. You're on America First.
Well, by the way, first of all, is that the regular opening with all those quotes and the music in the background you do every day?
We use it every day once. We have two different openings and we change them up. That's the one my engineer Leroy did. Why?
Yeah, I was getting out my handkerchief, I'm telling you. It really gives me the chills.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it, Just?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Okay, now I have a beef and a question.
That's why I let him make so many mistakes, because his intros are so good. right? Like Leroy. That's why we keep you.
Sure.
He's not doing a zip across his mouth. So, all right. So, Jeff, why did you call?
Yeah. Why do we not have on the Republican side these kind of verbal pictures and film to paint what is happening once people, the 20 days are up and they get into the interior of our country, into our towns and cities? I don't see anybody showing mayors complaining and school teachers and kids going to school with kids that are either violent or can't speak, and it's messing up their ability to learn in school. And people, you know, I came from a little town in New Jersey a few years ago, and I hadn't been there in a long time. I go into the downtown and I see these little clusters of Hispanic people in corners in the morning. And I asked, what are these people doing here? I'd never seen this before. They're all waiting around for like day jobs. People drive by and they pick up these guys and say, we need some work here done there. You know, maybe they pay cash. What does that do to the guys who are struggling to make a living?
John, you just answered your own question. Why don't the Republicans talk about it? Because they and the Chamber of Commerce wants the cheap, illegal labor. The Democrats want the votes.
Why are we talking
and the GOP, that's what the president is doing every day. He's talking about MS-13. He's talking about the rapes. He's talking about the smuggling every day. But he's one man. Both sides, GOP and the Democrats, are not on our side. More on America First here on the Salem Radio Network. Great cause. More next.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Unplanned, the true story of Abby Johnson.
I would be the youngest director in Planned Parenthood history.
She believed in a woman's right to choose.
So I don't have any problem with another woman making the same decision.
Until the day she saw something that changed everything.
Tiny, perfect little baby. And then it was just gone.
Unplanned, the most important movie you'll see on the most controversial topic of our time. Now playing. Visit Unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Rated R due to graphic scenes not suitable for children.
All I've mentioned Michael Lindell in this hour, have I? My Pillow, we love him. But now, Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets you will sleep on. Like when they come out of the laundry fresh, that feeling every day. Go now, 30% off free shipping if you use my name at checkout. MyPillow.com, the Giza Dream Sheets, finest Egyptian cotton, 30% off, but you've got to use my name at checkout. G-O-R-K-A. Do it. You'll love it. Giza. Yes, I know how to say Giza. My engineer, I'm British. I have an accent, as in Giza in Egypt. Oh, be quiet. Oh, dear. Honestly, where do we find these people? Okay, one more call. Where did he go? Oh, disarmament. Line four, John Roanoke. You're back, John.
Yes, I'm trying to talk to you, and somehow I'm not getting through to you. Can you hear me, doctor?
I can. You've got a very serious strategic question. We've got 2 minutes. Hit me.
Okay. It's about, I remember the Cuban Missile Crisis. I was, before I went in the Army, you know, I was about 16 or 17, and the world was shaking in their boots, the military, everybody. Anyway, getting to the present, Ronald Reagan, if he didn't do anything else, and I thought he was a good president, and Gorbachev helped in the Cold War, did some disarmament with intermediate range missiles. And in my opinion, and no one talks about this, I think we're real close to World War. And I think
why? What makes you say that?
Because of the comments, especially not so much in Russia, but they're talking too about our militaries thinking we can win a nuclear war.
Who thinks they can win a war with us? Who have you heard say that?
General Miley was chief of staff and said we can kick their asses, kick the Russians. I'm not going to go into.
Well, I know General Milley, and he's a great patriot. You're blaming him?
No, but just some of the comments. Not in the Cold War, no one said.
You
that.
Think we're going to start the war?
I didn't say that.
Well, I want to know why you think there's a danger of nuclear war. You need to be explicit. Why?
Okay, both sides armed to the teeth. And I, this is my opinion, and of course, I'm just a minority, I guess, because most people don't even remember the Cuban Missile Crisis, that if President Trump could get together with Putin and the
Chinese. You're not answering my question, John. I'm not asking you what you think we should do. Why do you think we're on the verge of nuclear war?
Because both sides are armed to the teeth, and NATO's right on Russia's border with intermediate range missiles.
But you've got to have two things for a war, not just capability and intent. And you still haven't indicated to me who has intent to go to war with us.
Nobody has intent.
Well, bingo. Therefore, there's not a problem. Because you'd be insane. We are the most powerful we have ever been in our existence. Going to war with us would mean the end of your regime. So, John, you need to relax. There are bad guys out there, but we are containing them, whether it's Iran, North Korea, Russia, or China, especially because we have peace through strength, thanks to President Trump, who's using a phrase from the Gipper himself. It's okay. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More on America First here. The best calls. Don't touch that dial.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.